The castle was built in the early 1200s and is one of the few English castles that does not have a resident ghost. However, is more famous for the ghosts it has produced rather than the ones it keeps. It was the home for the barons of Kendal, who had a big influence on the development of Kendal as well as its surrounding area. The Parr family is best known of the baronial families, the most famous member being Catherine Parr, the sixth and last queen of Henry VIII. Catherine outlived Henry, and shortly after married Thomas Seymour, moving to Sudley Castle to await the birth of their first child, a baby girl named Mary Seymour. Unfortunately, only 6 days after the birth of her child, Catherine died and is buried in the chapel at Sudley. Not long after Catherine's death, her grieving husband, Thomas, was arrested and executed for treason against the king, a particularly grisly affair, taking two strong blows to remove his head, which was then placed on the walls of the city. And as for their daughter, the whereabouts of Mary differs, but she disappears from the history books at the age of 2. Historians debate whether she was disposed of to eliminate the lineage completely. Others say she was passed over to another family. Since her death, however, Catherine Parr has been seen roaming the grounds of the castle, dressed in a long green dress, only a paler version of her former self, always looking, seeking, searching. But for what? Her child, perhaps. Her presence brings a cold chill to the air, and you'll feel the temperature drop. In another sighting, a maid, Margaret Parker, working at the castle, reported seeing a tall, beautiful woman in a long green gown, looking expectantly out of the window, staring, waiting. She mistook the woman for an artist working in the castle on that particular day. However, it turned out the artist was not actually in the castle at all. Margaret Parker believes it to have been the ghost of Catherine. So, although Kendal Castle doesn't have a ghost of its own, its occupants have become them, and it has provided one of the most famous ghosts of England's rich history. So it seems wherever you venture in this town, you're bound to bump into something of the night, whether it be the poisoned chalice of a pair of freed killers, a guardian angel, or a brave woman forever walking the streets of Fellside. Keep safe, travel well, and before you think you're safe and at home, make sure you check your room twice, and hope you haven't brought home an extra friend this day. Many thanks for all your time. If you've enjoyed this tour and would like to hear and experience more of the fantastic activities that we have on offer, visit lancasterescape.co.uk, follow our handles, tag us on pictures and all that good stuff. If you want to hear more from me, my Instagram handle is joey_gaillet, that's GAILLET, and most of my other work is easy to find from there. Thanks again.